Let's go close up on the WTAX Morning News Watch. In the studio with us is Dr. John Lee. Doctor, good morning. Welcome. Good
morning, Bob.
Dr. Lee is a family medicine physician with South Six Medical Associates, part of the Memorial Physician Services. Our topic this morning, why doesn't my doctor give me an antibiotic when I'm sick? Doctor, that's our first question.
Yeah, that's a good question. Basically, antibiotics are a great medication, but they have to be used in the right scenario. Unfortunately, a lot of times they're overprescribed and given in situations when it's not warranted. So every medicine has side effects. So if you prescribe antibiotics too often, you develop resistance, you can get other types of infections. And when you really get sick, the antibiotics won't work.
Maybe, doctor, I should ask, what are antibiotics?
So antibiotics are basically drugs that are used to treat infections caused by bacteria. How they work is basically they inhibit a process of their cell formation and thus killing them off like that, or they simply stop them from reproducing.
When do you prescribe antibiotics and when do you not?
Basically, you need a good clinician who can really distinguish between the most common causes of most infections, which is a viral infection versus a bacterial infection. So basically, a good clinician can tell by the patient's physical findings, lab test results, and in this way determine if it's really a bacterial versus a viral infection.
Why do antibiotics not help with viral infections?
Antibiotics, the way they're designed, are basically to kill off bacteria. Bacteria and viruses are structurally different. Viruses are usually, they're not living, but bacteria are. And so the mechanism in which they work are totally different. Antibiotics will have no effect on viruses whatsoever.
Our guest on Close Up is Dr. John Lee. Why are doctors concerned about antibiotic resistance?
Well, about 133 million courses of antibiotics are prescribed a year by general practitioners. And it's estimated that only about 50% of these antibiotics are actually warranted. So the more antibiotics that are given out to people in society, the more resistance that develops. And that resistance will affect people all around us. It affects whole society because if bacteria become resistant, they become stronger, they become less effective to antibiotics, and those basically superbugs will cause more infections in the general population. So basically it affects everyone, even if you're not sick.
How can a person kind of figure out if they have a bacterial or a viral infection? Is there any way to tell?
That's a good question. A lot of times it's difficult to tell, so you really need a good clinician to figure that out. There are things that you can tell on physical findings and lab test results, but I would encourage patients to really see their family physicians to screen that process out. It's not an easy diagnosis to make sometimes, and it's good to see your doctor to make sure that you don't have one or the other.
Well, if then the doctor says you have a viral infection, go home.
Virus infections, a lot of times the body will fight off the infection by themselves, but you can treat its viral infections symptomatically. Definitely there's plenty of over-the-counter medications, decongestions, lozenges, things like this that will help you treat the symptoms, they may not necessarily kill off the virus, but they can prevent you from getting dehydrated, taking plenty of fluids, and so on.
So if you have a cold, don't say to your doctor, give me some antibiotics.
Right.
Because that doesn't work. There's no cure for the cold, and there's no real way to treat it except with, I take it a lot of rest.
Yes,
and just take it easy,
yes.
And write it out.
Write it out. Yes, exactly.
Dr. Lee, thank you so very much.
Sure, thank you.
Dr. John Lee, and he's with Memorial. In fact, he is a family medicine physician with South Six Medical Associates, part of the Memorial Physician Services. We sure appreciate him stopping by the Morning News Watch.